We are busy this year. We kicked off the Storybook Walk last week. It's our sixth annual Storybook Walk, which is a partnership with the Marshalltown Public Library. And so you can go to the library and grab your sheet and head uptown to look at the businesses and find the names of book titles that they have posted in their window. And then you can, the kids can take that back to the library for a free book, and they get entered into a grand prize drawing, and that runs until May 3rd. So we always love that. I think it's really fun. The library does a great job of picking out books that coordinate well with the businesses.
Yeah, that is. It's a great event. You know, we try to do a spring cleanup, a little spruce up downtown. You know, whether it's Cleaniac that gets involved or just, you know, citizens, CBD, whatever. Are we going to do something like that again?
Yep. The MCBD design team will be hosting their spring cleanup on May 2nd from 10 to 12. You'll meet in front of our office at 34 West Main Street. And then, you know, we get donations from, like, the Marshall County Landfill provides us with bags and different things. And usually we have a donation of a dumpster, and so we just spend the morning picking up trash and getting things spruced up. We get the MCBD alleyway clean, maybe pull weeds, and just get downtown kind of cleaned up and ready for our summer season.
Okay. Live after 5, the CBD is taking over some live entertainment, and so we're going to get to our first Live After 5 in May.
Yes, and the entertainment block will not be ready for that first concert, so it will be hosted at the Cartwright Market on Friday, May 15th at 5:30. Grand Marshall will be the band for that evening, and so you're just invited to come out and join us. You know, have a couple drinks on a Friday night, watch some live music, and spend some time downtown.
Are you a live music person? Do you like to go to shows?
I do. I love a good concert. I like being with people, and I like being outside, and I love all of those things.
Oh, so yeah.
I love live music.
Absolutely. What was the last concert you saw?
The last concert I saw was Kelly Clarkson in Las Vegas in November.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I think I remember you not being able to be on the air with us because you had a date with Kelly Clarkson. I do remember
I
that.
Did.
Yeah.
And that was a fantastic show. Yep.
I bet. Hey, okay, Rev Up Downtown. For some reason, I'm blanking on what Rev Up Downtown is.
So this is the third year we're hosting this event, and it is, in previous years we've partnered with the Speedway. This year we are just inviting anybody who has something cool to, you know, if it goes vroom, bring it down and hang out with us. We will have the same band as last year, but they're performing under a new name. So last year they were called the Impersonators, and now I believe they're called the Perk Davis Band. And so they will be performing that night. We'll have some food trucks out, and you know, we'll probably bring out, last year we brought out somebody donated to us cornhole, so we have two cornhole sets that belong to MCBD, and we brought those out and people played with them all night long, and so we will probably bring those back out because people really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And so yep.
When is Rev Up Downtown?
That is on Wednesday, May 27th, and it will be our first event on the new event block. We have been assured that the event block will be complete in time for that show.
Okay, event block. For people who have not heard this term, what is the event block?
So as part of the Main Street reconstruction, there is going to be what's designated the event block. So it is the first block of East Main Street. So that first block of East Main Street in front of the courthouse, that has been designated as the event block. We have a place for the MCBD band shell, which has just been revitalized, and there's, you know, they've built it so that there's room for food trucks. There's going to be cool lighting across the street. The way that it's all been designed has been designed to be utilized for events, and that's why, so it's called the event block, and that's why we are hosting so many events there. You know, the city and the county partnered together to make this really cool space, and so we want to be sure to utilize it.
That sounds great. Danielle Leakin joining us, Central Business District Executive Director. I don't want to bust you in rank. always good to get you on the air.
Happy to be here. Thank you, Kyle. See you.